President Obama now says he'll change immigration law by himself. And some of the things he wants to do might anger his base, but please, conservatives, we'll lay it all out for you tonight.
I would say every child that comes into this country, we should take care of.
There is a movement to accept all children who want to come to the USA. We will take a look at what is behind that belief.
The Supreme Court is simply wrong to honor gender bigotry. It's bigotry to keep women away from having basic health care.
Gender bigotry. That's the latest in the liberal quest to convince Americans their country is rotten. We'll deal with it tonight. Caution, you are about to enter the no-spin zone. Factor begins right now. Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. President Obama and illegal immigration. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As the chaos on the southern border mounts and thousands of children pour into the USA, President Obama finds himself in a very bad place. In 5.5 years, he has not been able to secure immigration reform, and now, as things are falling apart, Americans are growing angry. Pictures of innocent children suffering will do that. So the president has decided to take matters into his own hands. Because the Republican Party senses political danger, it will not even consider immigration reform this election year. So the president says he'll do it by himself.
The failure of House Republicans to pass a darn bill is bad for our security, it's bad for our economy, and it's bad for our future. And that's why today I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress.
Now, here's what's fascinating about that. Some of the president's immigration solutions will anger his liberal base.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. That is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back.
Wow. That runs counter to the current immigration law, which grants all children from Central and South America, though not Mexico and Canada, political asylum hearings, which often take years, allowing those kids de facto legalization status, which is why they're all coming here. Again, President Obama wants to eliminate that law and send the kids back home quickly. Not what the open border folks want to hear.
I would say every child that comes into this country, we should take care of.
I'm with Kirsten Powers. I think those children are just like refugees that came from the Irish famine, came from Jews were being persecuted in Germany. They're escaping war and political instability.
Well, my main beef with President continues to be his lack of preparation. Not prepared for the border crisis, not prepared for the ISIS army, not prepared for Putin's land grab, etc. Now, how to solve the entire immigration mess. Talking Points has come up with a plan that's fair, humane, and can be implemented quickly. Plans posted on BillO'Reilly.com if you want to read it quietly after this. Number one, in order to stop the border madness, and that's what it is, President Obama must demand that Mexico police its own borders. That means stopping tens of thousands of illegal aliens, many of them children, from crossing into Mexico from Guatemala. That's not a hard thing to do if you post the military at the border checkpoints. In addition, the Mexican army must control the border with the USA, stopping the human smugglers and border intruders. On the other side of the border, the American army will also be patrolling to back up the U.S. Border Patrol at the hottest spots, like the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. The National Guard should have been ordered to the border a long time ago. Its presence alone would inhibit people from paying the smugglers. You don't want to waste your money. It would also inhibit drug smuggling, right? Why President Obama has not done this is a mystery of the universe. President Bush did it in a limited way, I admit, but it worked great. If Mexico does not cooperate on its borders, President Obama should do something very simple. Threaten trade sanctions. Mexico is the primary reason we have so much immigration chaos. And it's time our federal government acted responsibly to hold that country accountable. We hear on the Factor of call for Americans to boycott Mexico. Don't travel there. Don't buy their stuff until they stop the massive corruption that's enveloped the entire country. Mexico should allow American planes, for example, to conduct surveillance in its airspace, to pinpoint illegal immigration camps on the ground, and stop the flow of folks El Norte. Strong action by President Obama is needed right now. And believe me, the Mexican government would respond to any threat of trade sanctions. Now, what about the undocumented aliens who are already here? First, all of them must register at the local post office within 3 months, providing name, age, family members, country of origin, and address in the USA. All of them. Every illegal alien adult has to do that. If they don't, it's a felony. They go to a federal prison upon conviction with special immigration courts to expedite the process. Once the foreign national registers in the USA, he or she is sent a tamper-proof ID card, allowing them to immediately apply for working papers. Also, they can eventually apply to be citizens here, and their applications will be placed behind those applying legally. Under my immigration plan, the feds have the power to immediately deport anyone whom they feel is undesirable, dangerous, a criminal, or a social miscreant. Also, the aliens could not receive entitlements, although their children could. If an immigrant cannot find work in America, he or she is deportable. Up to Homeland Security to make that decision. So there's no amnesty. There's a vetting process. But there's also hope that a hard-working, honest foreign national might build a life here, but no guarantee. That's a fair plan. That would put a severe dent in a problem that has been vexing America for decades. The rules for full citizenship would be very tough, and it would take a long time. But in the end, that kind of immigration plan would strengthen the country and show the world we're a humane nation, but not a soft one. Finally, it is long past time for ideologues on both sides to stop the nonsense and do what's best for the country. The border must be controlled. Amnesty is not fair. Criminal aliens must be jailed and deported after their sentences are completed. And anyone caught sneaking in here after immigration reform is passed will also be charged with a felony, and that includes those who overstay visas. You know what? That's reform that would work. If only the American people set aside their fantasy ideas and embraced it. Let's force the pinheads in Washington, who don't want to do anything, to finally do what's best for the country. That's a memo. Next on the Rundown, reaction from Monica Crowley and the aforementioned Kirsten Powers. Leader Charles Krauthammer has his immigration plan for us front and center. Factors coming right back. Continuing now with our lead story, the president trying to solve the immigration mess by himself. With us now, Monica Crowley, and from Washington, Kirsten Powers. So, Powers, the president disagrees with you. He wants to send many of the illegal immigrant children back to their home countries quickly. What do you think about that?
I disagree with him, and I also don't understand how he's going to do this exactly. Who is he sending them to exactly?
Well, he's going to set up the courts. He's asked for $2 billion to expedite the immigration courts down in the border states. They're going to quickly rule that they crossed the border illegally, put them on a bus, and send them back to Honduras.
Oh, that sounds like, he's a real humanitarian. I mean, that's
humanitarian cuts both ways.
As we're talking about how terrible it is, as the president's saying, and you're saying how terrible it is for these kids to make the trip by themselves
into
another
country. Yeah, he doesn't want them to make the
trip. Now you're just going to throw them on a bus and just send them off.
Well, he wants to send a message that the trip isn't worthwhile.
Send them back to their dangerous countries to where they probably don't even have family, which is probably part of the reason they came here in the first place.
We can't police the whole world. I think what he's trying to do is send a message to everyone saying that you can't do this to your children because they're not going to get in. That's a preventative measure.
These are human beings, Bill. And you don't need to take care of them. Does not to say that we're going to police
the entire world.
We can't
take care of the entire world's
population. See, you keep saying that. That's not the choice.
Sure,
the choice is not taking care of the entire world. The choice is to take care of these kids.
Which will be an unending flow in
your
world.
You don't know that.
Unending. Doesn't stop.
So, Bill, you basically are arguing that you can never do anything because of some possible thing that might
not
happen
possible,
in the future.
Probable.
You know,
it's happening now. And
we'll
it's happening for a reason.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
All right. Now, you don't like President Obama, but
well,
certainly...
First of all, I don't like his policies, most of his policies.
But certainly you support his expediting sending the children back to their home countries.
Well, sure, it sounds good on paper, but the problem here, Bill, is the president's credibility.
Okay,
nobody
right.
believes
let's,
him
let's
now
not,
on anything.
Let's not do that speculative
well,
stuff.
Well, no, but you have
Monica,
to, because if you want to support what he's doing here, you've got to be
you
able
know,
to believe him.
Between you and Powers, I have such a massive headache when I get through with this five-minute segment. Will you just stay on what the man said? If he doesn't do it, we'll deal with it, all right? Do you agree with what the man said?
I agree with the premise, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll advance the conversation. Okay, so you want these expedited immigration courts, you're willing to spend a $2 billion, you want the border secured, National
yes.
Guard okay with you?
Yes, I want the military
you
on the border.
You want the military
absolutely.
On the border. Threatening Mexico with sanctions, trade sanctions
yes.
okay with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you see that Mexico is most of the problem here because they allow this to happen? It's an industry. Do you see that?
Yes, independently it's a huge problem of illegal immigration, but now in this particular case they are a massive corridor for all of these other
correct.
Countries
all right.
to send
so
these
you
kids.
Would do pretty much what I said in the memo.
Yes.
And in anything
fact,
you disagree with?
No, because you're doing border enforcement first, which
right.
is a critical issue, putting the military on our side of the border that we
right.
can control on our side. The other critical element of what you talked about, Bill, which is really serious and something that I've been talking about for a while, too, is the registration.
You have to register.
Okay?
We have to know who's here, where they are.
You have to get the information on the illegal
right.
population, because the solutions you might propose for, say, 2 million illegal
would
immigrants
be different
versus 40 million, yes, you have
the
to
resources that we have to that we would have to apply have to be done targeted.
Right, right. And also no
so
amnesty
Crowley,
or entitlements.
Has agreed with most of my memo, Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Well, no, because I support amnesty. And I don't know why you say amnesty is not fair. I don't know what's not fair
about it. All right, here's why it's not fair.
And please don't tell me that people go to the front of the line. And, you know, I mean, that that's your argument. Is that your argument?
Can I answer why you don't? All right, and I'll
yes.
make it pithy
okay.
so you can reply. Here's
okay.
why it's not fair. It's not fair to the people who spent years trying to get here legally. It's not fair to the communities who are now overrun in South Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico with illegal aliens who broke our law to come here. And it's mm-hmm. not fair to the American taxpayer who's going to have to fund an enormous underclass of people who are trying to work their way up. That takes money and resources to teach them English, to get them in the schools, to deal with their health problems. It's not fair to any of those people
no.
to give them amnesty. Go.
No, they're not. We have had immigrants coming into this country
in
as long as this
way.
Country has been around. Yes, in an orderly way,
yes.
and there's a problem that we don't have an orderly way to bring people in today. But my point is there have been people, generation after generation of generation, who didn't speak English. And so the idea that because they don't speak English,
it's
a major burden. I know, but we have let other people in who don't speak English, and we don't use it as a reason to keep them out. The other thing I want to say is New York City, where I lived for 10 years, and where both of you are right now, has more illegal immigrants in it than any border city, hands down. Any
right.
border area, hands down. There's not a problem there.
Oh, there isn't a problem.
Hold on. Let me
is
finish.
There a problem?
Rudy Giuliani.
In the public
Rudy
school
Giuliani.
System in New York
Hold
City,
Rudy
one of the
Giuliani.
Worst in the country.
Let me finish.
One
Rudy
of
Giuliani.
The worst.
When Rudy Giuliani was mayor, he himself said he welcomed them, that he considered them part
right.
of the community.
That's because
so Rudy
they are
Giuliani
an overwhelming voting block. With all
think,
due respect
oh,
to Mayor
it's not
Mayor
possible
Giuliani.
That they're just
okay.
part of the community.
Okay,
there.
So I think we got your vision. I think we got it. All right, now, okay. When you see President Obama, all right, doing the right thing, in my opinion, by saying to the world, gotta stop it, and whether you might not believe him, and you might be absolutely right, and guess who's gonna be the guy right on his head if he doesn't do it?
Well,
yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, you know I will, because
yeah.
I always am, all right? But he's saying the right things at the extent of alienating Powers, who's his base, his liberal base. Don't you give him any props for that?
Well, words and actions are two different things, right? I mean, it's nice that he's saying
he's
this now, and I hope
words
he follows through.
Words have already alienated his base.
Listen, I hope he follows through, okay? I am with him if he follows through. The problem is that this crisis has been going on now for months. 52,000 unaccompanied minors just from October. He wanted the chaos in order to pressure the Republicans for comprehensive reform. The other thing is, this president, the executive branch, and the president of the United States already has the responsibility to be doing all of this, and he has done nothing.
I agree with that.
So
let it go.
So this gets to my original
five and a half years.
We don't believe
him. If he follows through, great, I'll be the first one on this program
but
giving
again,
props.
Just remember, just by saying what he said, Powers is now throwing darts at his picture, okay? So you gotta give him that. All right, ladies, do you have aspirin? Do we have it in the break? Okay, no, they're delightful. And if you knew them in person, that's all I'm going to say. Directly ahead, hysteria in liberal precincts over the Supreme Court. Siding with religious Americans yesterday, John Stossel has some thoughts. Stossel Matter segment tonight, bitter reaction from the left over the Supreme Court ruling that some corporations with strong religious beliefs, small ones, do not have to fund some methods of birth control like the morning after pill.
The corporations, employers, can impose their religious beliefs on their employees. And of course, denying women the right to contraception as part of their health care plan is exactly that.
And the Supreme Court is simply wrong to honor gender bigotry that Hobby Lobby stores and Conestoga Wood are promoting. That's just wrong. It's bigotry to keep women away from having basic health care.
The context of this is an all-out assault on access to contraception and to other reproductive health care services.
Wow, that sounds bad, doesn't it? That sounds bad. The government harming women, denying them access to birth control. Stossel says it's all bull. The war on women business, total fabrication. He joins us now. How do you back that up?
Because no one is talking about taking away anybody's access.
Then why does Hillary Clinton say they are?
Because she's spinning it in a way she thinks that it will work for her, this war on women. But they still have to pay for regular birth control. And yes, in some cases, an exception for this morning after pill, which some of the religious people consider murder. How wrong is it to force them to pay for that?
Right.
But even if all this stuff was banned, buy it yourself. It's $10 a month for this. This is $35. It's not saying women can't have it. It's just saying other people shouldn't be forced to buy it for you.
Then if everybody knows that, which you said is absolutely true, how do politicians like Mrs. Clinton and the head of NOW and the other person get away with saying this when then people run around and parrot it? How? Are we the people so dumb now that we will not... will accept any kind of propaganda? Is that where we are in the world?
Some of the people will accept any propaganda,
anything.
And they are so hell-bent on seeing oppressors of women that they believe it.
Okay. Now, the press has certainly bought into that. Front page in the New York Times, Newsday, contraception denied.
Right.
Yeah. And then totally out of context. So they, combined with the politicians on the left, forge this fabrication that women are being punished by the Supreme Court and the United States.
Yes. And people who should know better, Harry Reid, it's time 5 men of the Supreme Court stop deciding what happens to women.
Yeah, I think Harry would execute them, right? Is that what he was? It's time they stop.
Women decide what happens to women. And if you can't afford this, Planned Parenthood will give it to you free if you're poor.
Right.
And John Kerry and his wife by themselves could pay for every poor woman's
in America, the whole country,
and have $100 million left over.
Well, why don't we ask the Kerrys to do that?
Here I am. I'm asking. You know, you're so upset by this. Actually, I haven't heard what he said, but he's the richest one.
Well,
you pay for it.
Yeah. Okay. So you would say that this whole thing is borders on absurd. The whole argument.
It's the totalitarian left that it, unless somebody else pays for your health care, you're not getting it.
Okay. So. I actually agree with Stossel on this. It has been pumped up. Gender bigotry, that's new, right?
That's a new
That's a good
phrase.
One, isn't it? Gender bigotry.
This
that
probably won't
ways?
Work.
Does it cut both ways to men, too? Because male, that's a gender, right? So is it gender bigotry towards Stossel and myself? Is that possible?
How about the fact that we die 6 years sooner?
That's bigotry. That's unfair. And if Kerry would give us his money, that would stop. Now, you as a libertarian were outraged by the Supreme Court's ruling for another reason.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to prove your religious beliefs if you're running a company to say, I don't want to pay for that. No one's forced to work for that company, you ought to be able to just say, it's my company, here are my rules. We don't pay for people's food, clothing, and shelter. Why do we pay for their health care? Or why must I pay for this part of their health care if I don't agree with it?
So if Stossel forms a company that doesn't want to pay anybody's health care, you should be allowed to do that, and then maybe nobody would work for you. They'd go to work for somebody else who
right.
did pay their health care.
Right. Or if I want to hire only tall people or stupid people, or it should be my choice. I started the company.
All right. But what if you are then saying, I'm not going to hire black people or certain minority people, then you're certainly violating the Constitution by doing that.
And violating the civil rights laws.
Right.
But
you don't want to do it with them.
That would so tear at the social fabric.
Reasonable. But I think now I would say it's a civil right to have the government pay for your birth control.
But a right is when the government leaves you alone. Free speech, right? To practice your religion. A right to get stuff from other people that somebody else has to pay, that's very different.
All right. John Stossel, everybody, practicing gender bigotry right before our eyes. Here's a legal segment today, why President Obama lost in the Hobby Lobby case. Here's how his spokesman spun it today.
There are now a group of women of an indeterminate size who no longer have access to free contraceptive coverage simply because of some religious views that are held, not by them necessarily, but by their bosses. We disagree, and the constitutional lawyer in the Oval Office disagrees with that conclusion from the Supreme Court.
That was yesterday. With us now, attorneys at Fox News Analyst Kimberly Guilfoyle and Lee Squeal. So, obviously, President thought he was going to win, Wheel.
Right.
Why did he not win?
He thought that the court was going to say that small corporations like this do not have any freedom of religion. He got that wrong. The court has already ruled that corporations are people too. Remember the 2010 case?
That was donating money
exactly.
to political causes. So corporations that were described as they can give money
exactly.
as well as individuals.
They
all right, Will, did you know that the Hobby Lobby was going to win? Did you predict
it? I actually did predict it.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And I knew.
Well,
I'm sure Guilfoyle.
Of course.
She's smarter than both of us. So we all knew.
Right.
But I'm not even a lawyer, much less a constitutional lawyer, as President Obama is. So how come I knew and he did?
It doesn't make any sense because of the 2010 ruling. It just did. How were they going to get around that? How were going to
make it? Okay, so it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think they were just trying to get away with it, right?
Okay,
and
right.
see if they kind of got away with it.
So what? Josh, what's his last name?
Ernest.
Okay, is that a real name?
I think it's a stage name.
So what Josh is saying is disingenuous. That everybody who's a student of the Constitution and the Supreme Court pretty much knew they were going to lose because of the precedent set in 2010. Is that correct?
Close decision, though. Remember,
yes.
Four people on the other side.
Okay, but we
but
went through that last
right,
night.
Right, right, There's
right.
only one winner or one winning side, and it was 5-4,
okay.
and that's
yeah.
the way it went.
Now, we just got through with Stossel saying this propaganda is overwhelming now.
Mm.
All right, that now you guys are both female, all right?
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah,
and now, I just have to ask you a personal question. Are you experiencing gender bigotry in any way? Is it anything like that?
No, it's all good in my house.
Okay,
I think
so no
fine.
Gender bigotry.
No.
All right, do you guys object to paying for other people's birth control? Sandra Fluck, the college student who now is out of college, she still wants us to pay for her stuff. Do you agree that we should?
Do you not?
I object.
And you're a liberal person.
And I'm a liberal person.
Okay, so you both object. You both say there's no gender bigotry as far as you can see,
right.
not only in your
right.
own lives, but in other lives.
And
right.
looking at the law, the court got it right.
Okay, and,
no
and,
bigotry.
And the Hobby Lobby, you both agree that was correct.
This was a really sound legal decision. The
okay.
court had great standing to be able to do this, and it was a narrow decision.
I don't even care about that.
Fine.
All right.
Ask some more
what
questions.
I care about is what's being sold to women who may not be as astute
yeah, but
as
it's
you.
Hysteria.
Right.
And
okay,
political
well, wait,
propaganda.
Just listen to me and stop with the rehearsed. Do you feel that most American women believe this stuff that's coming out, that they have a war on them, that there's gender bigotry, and that society should pay for their birth control?
Many do because of the way this is covered.
So you
Hobby
believe,
Lobby,
would you say most American women?
I can't
women?
Say most
you
American
don't know.
Women. I don't know that.
But you say many
do
that.
Because of the way this was portrayed. They're taking away, they being
okay.
the courts, taking
so
away
so Wheel thinks
their
many. Do you think many or some?
I think many do because of the way that this is being put out there by the press. And so there's misinformation.
Okay,
so unless
so the press
you're
is acting
yourself.
In concert with the left wing to try to convince American women that they're being being...
There's a war against women by the Republican Party and the GOP.
Okay. And you think that that propaganda is succeeding?
Yeah, I think in some quarters, absolutely. I can't give you an exact number, but absolutely. And then when you look at the actual case, though, the facts, it was only 4 out of 20 of the contraceptives.
Let me bring this to you gently, that most women and men in this country are not going to look at the case and not read it because they don't get paid like you do to do it. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Bill O'Reilly in the Impact segment tonight. As we told you in the Talking Points memo at top of the program, the illegal immigration situation can be solved, but most likely will not be under the Obama administration. Joining us now from Washington with his plan, Fox News political analyst Charles Krauthammer. All right, go.
Well, let me preface by saying this is not new. This is not a response to the catastrophic Hispanic vote for Republicans in 2012 when Romney lost something like 72 to 29. I wrote this in 2006 when George W. had carried almost half the Hispanic vote. So this is not a way to win the vote. This is a way to do the decent and the right thing. I got two premises. Number one, Americans are a humane people and they don't want to see 11 million other human beings living in the shadows. Number two, however, Americans believe in a sovereign America who chooses who comes in and who doesn't. Therefore, I think that if you could assure the American people that you would secure the border, they would then, in overwhelming numbers, 70, 80, 90%, say, okay, we're going to legalize the cohort that's here now because there won't be another. However, if they feel there's no enforcement, and we legalize 11 million today, and there'll be another 11 million in 10 years, the way Reagan got swindled with his amnesty in 1986, then they won't do it. So you got to secure the border, and when you've done that and had that certified by independent, outside, nonpartisan people, retired judges, pick who you want. And all you got to do is certify that the river of illegals has become a trickle. You're not going to eliminate it totally. But a river becomes a trickle, you've closed the border, then I would legalize. I wouldn't give citizenship. The younger generation, yes, but those who broke the law should not have a role in our politics. But everything else, a green card, the right to work, protection, all that they should have in time if they pay the fine, learn English, etc. That's my plan.
How do you secure the border, Charles?
All right, here's what I've been on for years. You start with a fence. It's very simple. People say, oh, fences don't work, you make a ladder. Well, then you build two fences, triple strand fences. San Diego did that in the mid-90s, and within a decade, the illegal immigration rate at that point was reduced by 90%, and people ended up going through other places like Arizona. If fences don't work, why is there one around the White House? If they don't work, why is it that the Israeli fence, which separates Israel from the West Bank, has cut down terror attacks within Israel by 99%? Fences work. Yes, there are parts of the border where you can't have a fence, fine. So you don't have it in those areas and you do heavy patrols. But there's no reason why a rich country like us cannot put a fence across, a double fence, a triple fence, and patrol it all the time. That would have a tremendous impact.
All right, do you put the military to make sure the Border Patrol has enough resources behind it?
Absolutely, whatever you need.
Okay. All right, well, I have no quibble with that. And on the backhoe of certification, I agree that I think, I don't know if it's 80, 90, I think it'd be about maybe 60% of Americans would say. There's a lot of bitterness, a lot of people who feel that we're being overrun by foreign cultures, it's not the same America, they'll all vote Democratic, there'll be an entitlement train, all that. Now, you read my plan, which is very specific.
I actually studied them.
Studied whom?
Studied your details. Studied
you actually
details.
Studied?
Oh, yes. This is a study.
We can get pull that day, right? All right, I'm flattered. So, because I was very specific about exactly what the illegal alien has to do. See, I think they have a responsibility, not only we the people who are paying the taxes, to afford them an opportunity. They have to register. They have to obey the law. They have to get a job. And they don't get entitlements. You've got to make it. Because my ancestors and your ancestors, we didn't get entitlements. My family never got an entitlement coming from Ireland. We made it, all right? And it was hard. So I'm glad you like it. Is there anything you object to?
No, look, I think the general idea is that we want, I put it this way, a big wall with a large door, but we control the door. I believe in immigration. I'm sure most Americans do. It enriched the country greatly. But we chose who came in. We didn't have other people choose for us. And that's all that's being asked by those people who want to control illegal immigration. People are saying we're against immigrants. That's totally false. We are against people who decide on their own to break the law and to come into our
country. Now,
that's all. It's a matter of control and sovereignty.
When President Obama went against his base and said to ABC News, I'm going to send all the kids back, all right? Kirsten Powers, and then Crowley, so I don't believe him. So he doesn't win on either side saying that.
Look, I'm with Crowley in saying that I'll believe it when I see it. Because, and look, it's not hard for him to change this. He doesn't have to do executive order. He doesn't have to trample on the Constitution. You want to get serious here? You introduce to Congress tomorrow morning a bill that changes the rules. Today, if you come in illegally from Mexico or Canada, they can deport you within hours. If you're from other countries, as these kids from Central America are, then you've got to stay.
Then you think that would get through the Senate? I don't know if that would get through the Senate. I don't know.
If the president, the Democratic president,
would
propose that in the Senate, I'd like to see how.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too, but I don't know if that's a lot.
But why doesn't he do it?
Because
he
wants to do it
that's
himself.
That's why I'm not sure he's serious.
Okay.
That's what a president does who's serious.
I got to take a break in a minute, but I'm going to hold Charles over to talk about patriotism in a new poll. Last question, Mexico, I think, has to be held accountable. And I think if they don't start to patrol their own border and help us on ours, we do trade sanctions. You for that?
Oh, yeah, and I'd send an aircraft carrier offshore just to send a message.
Okay, but they can't get off in Cancun and go to Club Med. They have to stay on the aircraft carrier.
Well, it depends how cooperative the Mexicans are and how hungry our sailors are.
New poll, Charles, asked adults, do you often feel proud to be an American? 56% indicated they do. The rest, 44%, big number, say no, not often. About American exceptionalism, just 28% believe America stands above all the other countries in the world. 70% do not see it that way. So, Charles, are you surprised by those numbers?
Well, no, not really. And the reason is that if you break it down by ideology or by party, it's mostly Democrats and liberals. For conservatives, the numbers are quite high on the patriotism, the pride, the exceptionalism. Those are traditional numbers. But these are Democrats and liberals who take their cues from the president. Remember, when the president was running in 2008, his wife, Michelle, said during the campaign, "This is the first time in my life," meaning with the reception Obama has gotten and his rise, "that I have been proud of my country." Can you imagine another first lady or president saying that? I can't. Now, that wasn't just a slip. Then her husband ascends to office, becomes president. Then he travels the world and he conducts a tour. Forget about apology. It was a confession tour where he talked about all of America's sins on foreign soil, going all the way back to the maltreatment of the Indians, Hiroshima, ignoring the Europeans, dissing the Muslims, the list, including the coup that Eisenhower supposedly helped in Iran in 1953. That's going back a very long way. This is new. There aren't a lot of presidents who went abroad and confessed America's sins. We have our sins, but this is a president whose emphasis on it was quite remarkable. And then when he was asked on that tour about American exceptionalism, you remember his answer? Well, yes, I believe in that. As the Brits believe in British exceptionalism, the Greeks in Greek exceptionalism. Well, of course, if everybody's exceptional, then nobody is. So this is coming from the top, and this is the echo that you are getting in Obama's constituency, sort of reflecting his views.
All right, but what I don't understand is, with the president in so much trouble and all the polls reflect the job approval rating falling rapidly, okay, why his core still believe in him? I mean, or still echo what he says, because his point of view, his worldview is obviously not working, and it's making it, this country weaker. I mean, anybody could see that.
Well, they are a reflection of him, but in many ways, he's a reflection of them. They elected him.
But these are the people that approval rating is. There was a newspaper in Montana today said, you know, we were wrong to support him, and that's gonna, that crescendo is growing.
Look, a lot of the fall in his standing is because the hardcore of his own party, of his own ideology, got angry with him, particularly the young, over the NSA scandal. So it isn't that he is insufficiently conservative, that's the problem. It's that he's insufficiently liberal for the hardcore left of his party.
Is that growing, but, that crew growing? It's always been pegged at 20% that are hardcore lefties. You look at the ratings for MSNBC and to a lesser extent CNN, because they're not as nearly as ideological. Those ratings are historically low now. They can't get much lower. And in some categories, some hours, they actually scratch, which means no one in the United States is watching those networks at that given hour, which is almost unheard of.
Blood relatives.
So I think that the far left, that 20%, that's going down from where it is, but you're indicating it may be going up.
I'm indicating its numbers are fairly constant, and part of the drop in Obama's ratings is that he's insufficiently liberal. I think, you know, the as you say, the numbers from Gallup about self-identity by ideology are constant over like 30 years. About 20% say they're liberal, 40% say they're conservative, 35% are moderate. The other 5% have no idea what the hell is going on. And of course, they're the ones who decide the elections.
Right. All right, Charles, we appreciate it. One footnote: after 9 months, Krautheimer's book, Things That Matter, still on the bestseller list. Take it to the beach. You will like it.